The 1,500 acres of flat grassland known as Cullinan Ranch run along the north side of Highway 37 for most of a mile near the top of San Pablo Bay. It's a major chunk of the low-lying landmass called Island No. 1. But those designations are relatively recent, explains Mark Holmes of the Bay Institute. Until about a century ago, that island didn't exist.
Island No. 1, which was what it was called before it was called Cullinan Ranch, was diked and drained right about 1916. That was when it was converted from a tidal marsh to a hay farm. There's probably some grazing that went on out there. Many of those lands up there were converted to hay farms.
The work that's being done on the former ranch now will undo all of that. It's part of a much larger effort to restore the once vast tidal estuary that lay between Sears Point and Vallejo.
These former tidal marshes that were diked and drained starting after the gold rush, there's now a big move afoot to restore as many of those as possible. Actually, the goal is to restore over 100,000 acres because it was recognized that that was really not a wise move to drain those wetlands. And so, among other things, they were the nursery of bay fisheries. And so we destroyed the nursery and the fisheries plummeted.
Don Brubaker, manager of the San Pablo Bay National Wildlife Refuge, says the project is being done with an eye toward opening gentle public access to the restored wetlands. An interpretive kiosk has already been installed, and other facilities will be added as the year progresses.
Canoe, kayak, trail access, complete with a dock and a fishing pier, wildlife observation places. We're spending a lot of money on this project for duck and endangered species and all kinds of wildlife, and we want people to get out there and see them. It's going to look funny to people because there's not going to be any water there for it to be used yet, or very little, but next year there'll be a lot more water.
All the preparations need to be completed before the dikes and levees that hold back the seawater can be breached and dismantled. Brubaker says that's due to happen next January.
So a year from now, it'll look like a big giant lake for a while until we get some sediment in there and some of the habitats will start growing in and it'll become a wetland after several years.
Which is radically different from what might have been there, notes Mark Holmes.
Cullinan Ranch back in the mid-1980s was the location of a proposed residential development called Egret Bay, where they had a lagoon community with locks and people had dock fronts that they could sail their boats in through the locks. And Cullinan was really the first one in the North Bay where the citizens rose up and said, enough. These wetlands should not be destroyed. They should be protected and restored.
After a lawsuit killed the marina project, the one-time ranch was purchased by U.S. Fish and Wildlife in 1989. 30 years later, the $14 million project, funded with considerable help from Ducks Unlimited, is underway to return the marshlands to something close to the way they were when the first Spanish explorers set eyes on them. But Brubaker says they're doing all this with an eye on the future as well.
What we're wanting to do is make this restoration robust towards sea level rise. So we want to provide as many different varieties of habitats and elevations to where as sea level rise continues, we can maximize this restoration so that after so many tens of years, the whole thing isn't underwater.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.